Good morning, family. You're tuned into the Fishing Report. I'm Ken Milam. You're listening to us on K-Bay 103.9. Let's get down to it. Let's talk about largemouth bass. Largemouth bass right now are in the back of the coast. This warm weather has moved the male bass back there. Your larger females are still on the secondary points. They're getting ready for those male bass to build the nest, and then they'll move back there and do the thing. They'll lay the eggs, the males fertilize them, and they grow babies. That's what it's all about. You want to be throwing crawfish-colored baits, either red or green or, you know, large worms, craw worms, whatever. Put your time in, have you a good time, and catch a mess of fish. Now let's talk about stripers and hybrids on Buchanan. Stripers and hybrids. There's still some down around the dam, out in front of Black Rock Park out in that area, but they're moving upriver. They're around Shaw Island. Also Garrett Island. Watch for the seagulls. Seagulls have been working out there, and you know, when the gulls go to working, it's the stripers and hybrids and white bass pushing the shad to the surface, and then the gulls go to feeding on the shad, and you can catch fish underneath those birds. So put your time in. You want to put you some 1 ounce slabs, silver slabs, or 1.5 ounce silver slab. When you see those birds working, chunk it out there, let it fall down through. You want to let it fall through the white bass. The white bass is going to be shallow. Your bigger fish will be deeper. They're lazy. They're waiting on everything, the shad to fall down that's injured, and then they're going to feed on those. So what you want to do is get your slab, let it fall down, rip it back, catch you a bunch of fish there, and have a good time. Crappie on Buchanan. Crappie, you know, Lake Buchanan has never been known as a crappie lake, but since the lake dried up back in 2011 and all that brush grew up, and now, you know, all the brush grew up this when it got low this last time, a lot of structure down there for the baby crappie to hide in. So that's why Lake Buchanan now is a crappie lake. You want to be using menace, flea flies, and on your flea flies, you might want to have several different colors. You might want to have chartreuse, white, yellow, white with a red band around them, or white with a red head, or whatever. Different color baits. A lot of times your fish will hit something different, but menace for sure. They're around the trees out deep for sure. Also across from Highline, along those rocks over there, those rock slides. Up the river along the rock slides in the shallower water, they have finally moved shallow because of this warm weather. And Zach Shields over on Fox 7, he says they're gonna stay, it's gonna stay warm, so these bass and crappie and everything are gonna stay shallow. So just put your time in, catch you a bunch of fish, and have you a fish fry with crappie. That's some good eating. Catfish, cut bait on jug lines. Also have you some baited holes for some channel cat, blue cat, channel cat. Channel cat will eat the soured maize, soured grain. Blue cat, not so much. Blue cat's more wanting blood. Just get out there, use your cut bait, you're gonna catch some blue cat on Buchanan. You're gonna catch a channel cat too. Just get out, have a good time, catch you a bunch of fish, have you a big old fish fry. It sounds like we're gonna have several weeks of some really nice weather. I wish we had some rainy weather, but oh well. Just get out there, have a good time, catch a bunch of fish, have a fish fry, and tune in again next week. K-Bay 103.9, The Fishing Report. We'll see you then, family. Y'all be good, tight lines.